It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about fishing.
The Lac des Flambeaux tribe got its name from French traders who observed tribal members harvesting fish from canoes at night by torchlight. More than 200 years later, the Lake Superior Band is trying to keep such traditions alive by holding camps that teach tribal youth how to fish. WPR's Danielle Kading tagged along with dozens of kids taking part, some of whom were picking up a pole for their first time.
Tribal youth, parents, and officials meet up at the Lac des Flambeaux campground before they load up their boats and head out on Flambeaux Lake. The group gathers together for a prayer and several drum songs. Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. says they hold camps like this to teach kids what they learned when they were young.
We wanted to bring back those cultural activities for these youth so they can pass them on to their grandchildren.
Each person is given some tobacco, or a sema in Ojibwe. They throw it into the water and give thanks to the Creator. Then officials give instructions on boating safety before listing off kids' names as each one grabs bait and a fishing pole.
Ryan, grab a pole and lure.
With their gear in hand, kids of all ages walk to the boats and don life jackets before tribal members and elders guide them out on the water. Fishing instructor Kenny Jack says members of Lac des Flambeaux have been harvesting fish for hundreds of years. He says there's nothing he'd rather do than get kids out on the water.
I love it. I mean, you know, this is what should be going on with the kids instead of the kids sitting home with a cell phone.
While their fishing gear or methods may have changed over time, Jack says it's important to keep youth tied to their culture. He took 13-year-old Barrett Siskowski and 9-year-old Jonah Johnson out on Lake Pokegama.
Almost caught a monster one.
That's Barrett Siskowski. He had a 15-inch crappie on the line, but it got away. Siskowski says it's important to take part in the tribe's traditions.
It's like important to us because we get to practice our rights and show others we're not just people who just like to fish. We're like people who fish for tradition and life.
He says he doesn't often have the opportunity to get out on the water, and 14-year-old Elliot Brownrigg Johnson says that's the case for a lot of kids in Lac des Flambeaux. He says he's grateful that his grandfather taught him how to hunt and fish.
And I just hope in the future that these kids will do the same thing. That's why we need people now, or kids now, to learn this stuff so that we have people like later on in years will teach younger kids how to do it so they know it, and then they keep on going on and on.
John Johnson's 7-year-old granddaughter Janae says she just loves catching fish and reeling one in.
It's still on. That's a big monster. A monster.
Even so, she says she's learning a lot from the camp.
They like how to cast, how to reel it in, and like how to clean it.
After reeling in her fair share of small bass, she and Johnson make their way back to the campground. A group of kids is gathered around a table there, scaling and cleaning the catch of the day. 14-year-old Josh Randall Schumann is cutting the head off a fish.
It's good they're teaching things that people may not have been taught.
Lac des Flambeaux tribal member Jeffrey Bauman says he and others didn't have that opportunity when they were growing up.
We just had to learn that from older people on kind of one-on-one, you know, rather than the camps. So these are good.
Once the kids finish cleaning bluegills and crappies, Bauman coats them in flour and other seasonings before frying them for a feast. When it's ready, elders like Tom Molson Sr. are the first to get a taste.
Delicious, like always.
Johnson says anything left over is used in tribal ceremonies or given to elders in the community.
You know, there's a lot of need in our community, so it might look like we take a lot, but in all reality, you're feeding other families.
He says they just want to teach kids how to take care of their community for future generations.
WPR's Danielle Kading brought us that story on learning to fish. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.